if I may, Mr. Chair, just to answer that point from Howard before we, I guess, see if there's agreement on the actual text. On just the point on process, it's absolutely right. What happens is when the working party agrees to any potential amendment proposals, it essentially comes into force. I can't remember what the wording is exactly in the model rules. How this works is that there is the original model rules and all the amendment proposals are attached to it at the end, because what counts for us is the original text plus all the individual agreed amendment proposals. Having said that, what we do on a regular basis for all our treaties and agreement is we prepare a consolidated version. So we will prepare a document which has it in the order in the text at 7A rather than at the back of the document. It's just that there would be an extra sort of, a disclaimer on the front of the document somewhere that says that this is a consolidated version of the model rules, and that the for legal reason what applies is the original plus the amendment proposals. So it is to facilitate the consolidated version with the text changes in the text, is to facilitate the reading of the text and to allow it to make it easier to do so, but the legal version that is counted is the original plus the individual amendment proposals. Sounds a bit convoluted, I apologize. If that's not clear, I could explain it again, but that's the process that we follow with our usually with our legal agreements. Thank you.